When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, and I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Get the facts for your free timeshare exit info kit. Go to iCancelTimeshare.com. That's iCancelTimeshare.com. iCancelTimeshare.com.
It's 68 days to the presidential and parliamentary elections. Hello, good afternoon. This is the Midday News. The news is live on Joy 99.7 FM in Accra, on Love 99.5 in Kumasi, and on myjoyonline.com. We are also live in all 16 regions of Ghana, including X Spaces and on Facebook. The Midday News is supported by Petrosol Platinum Energy, energizing dreams. Coming up, to strike or not, organized labor to decide tomorrow their next move as a deadline for the government to declare a state of emergency on illegal mining, popularly known as Glamse, expires today.
This should be done. And tomorrow, being the 1st of October, organized labor will assemble and we will do the needful.
Former General Secretary of the Christian Council calls on organized labor to stand firm and follow through on their strike threats.
Beyond September, end of September, Ghana Medical Association, UTAC, all of us will let the government know that we are here. They are hurting us.
Even as organized labor seeks a declaration of a state of emergency on Glamse, some politicians disagree.
Anka omo ye ye nanka ye dispute nanka ya court nanka ya stop Glamse for nanka ya lose your seat. Yes stop you omo na. Yes stop you omo china.
Yesterday, that may be no chrome. Also ya Glamse na won sun say no. The man na yesu eba for ni a church ayamban o da mo ba ye na. Nsunora on sa ya hon apo.
Also in this bulletin, lawyers for protesters arrested over Stop Glamse protest file action at the High Court seeking to strike out the charges against them. We have details of independent presidential candidate Alan Tremontaine's condemnation of the arrest and calls for their immediate release.
I join many Ghanaians from all over the country in expressing my utter dismay and condemnation for the continued incarceration of several young Ghanaians belonging to the Democracy Hub.
The presidency requests clarity from the Energy Ministry on the proposed merger between the Volta River Authority and Bui Power Authority as VRA workers continue to oppose the plan, warning it could further destabilize the power sector.
Our tariffs are far lower than that of the IPPs. Why then do you want to give it out to a private person who will now increase the suffering of the Ghanaians? Will it be to your benefit or an individual's benefit?
Muftar was in sports.
The local organizing committee for African Games 2023 is currently responding to misinformation and disinformation that has surrounded the organization of the games.
And we'll also tell you the story of two Kayaye women battling the harsh street life of Accra to become nurses after escaping the poverty in their hometown, Tumu, in the Upper West region.
Look at the suffering that we are getting there. I want to come here and look for money and go back.
4 cities from here to CMB is not good because 4 cities cannot buy food.
Thanks for staying with us. This is Joy News, independent, fearless, and credible journalism. Details with me, Hannah Odame, shortly. Let's start with organized labor. They will meet tomorrow to decide their next line of action after the deadline given by the group to government to declare a state of emergency on illegal mining, among other demands, expires today. Several associations and unions have given their indication to protest by the end of this month if the president fails to declare a state of emergency against the continuous destruction of rivers and forest reserves by illegal miners. General Secretary of the Ghana National Association of Teachers, Thomas Musa, joins us live on the phone lines with more on this. Now, thank you so much for your time. You indicated to us earlier today that you are yet to hear from government on your demands. Has that situation changed as we speak?
So, thank you, my sister. Good afternoon to yourself and to all your listeners. As of now, we have not heard anything from government. So, all the issues stand safe. And it must be put on record that currently we are between life and death. And so tomorrow, organized labor will do the needful. Yeah.
So that means your planned protest, as indicated, is definitely going on, as you have just said, right?
All the cards are on the table. And we will decide which one to fire tomorrow. And we'll do the same tomorrow, my sister.
What if you hear from government before the close of day today? Does it mean it's just going, they'll strike?
Oh, it's time. Mm-hmm. Once the demands are clear, number one, state of emergency. Number two, revoke the LI, mandating people to go to the forest reserve to mine and all that. Number three, as for the creation of the special court, we know that it will take some time, but the processes must be set in motion. Then the other one, the police and the military should be equipped, be given the free hand to operate, and finally place a total ban on mining, whether illegal or illegal. Place total ban on it. Let our rivers and our water bodies rest, and let us streamline all the activities of mining in Ghana. Then we take it out from there. These are the demands, and we stand by them as of today.
In clear terms, what exactly are your proposals? What are you saying that you do tomorrow? Because you're saying that you do the needful. What exactly does that mean?
All the options are on the table.
Including?
We have the issue of strike, we have the issue of demonstration, and all the other related constitutional rights provided for us. And we will decide which one to deploy tomorrow, my sister.
All right, so what are the consequences for the country if government fails to act on that illegal mining issue? Because you are saying you have two options for tomorrow.
Oh, already we are facing an existential threat. And that is why we are asking His Excellency the President that under Article 31, that when the lives of the people are threatened, the Constitution allows the President to declare a state of emergency. And aside that one, we also look at this issue of security and all those things. They are under threat.
All right. Okay.
We are talking about water here.
Okay.
And as I've told you, I'm between life and death.
Great.
Tomorrow,
so
we'll take a decision.
We will come to you tomorrow for that decision you will take. Thank you so much for your time, Thomas Musade. Let's stay on Galamsey. An MP for Ifidiasi Asokore in the Ashanti region and Chairman of Parliament's Health Committee, Dr. Nana Eyu Efiri, says the MPP government will not take any action to stop the illegal mining menace, as it will affect the party's electoral fortunes. Dr. Ifeye, who is also a medical doctor and campaign coordinator for the party and currently the chairman of Parliament's Health Committee, said this during a campaign. Now, he insisted that a party will lose parliamentary seats if it takes any action on illegal mining.
We are winning the seats in the mining areas.
They have seen that we are winning the elections, so they decided to import foreigners into our country, specifically extracted to mine in the water bodies. There hasn't been a water crisis in the country until a month ago. They trapped us into stopping illegal miners from engaging in Galamsey. We won't stop them today or tomorrow. Is Galamsey done in Accra? If they are men, they should come to Kumasi and hold their demonstration.
Meanwhile, the NDC's running mate, Jane Opoku-Agyeman, has also promised the people of Amenfi Central that a future NDC government will offer them training and guidance on ways to undertake Galamsey activities without causing destruction to water bodies.
If you have a government who collapses jobs without creating any, what do you expect the young people to do? We have good news for you. Just like how Galamse is done in other countries, without causing distraction to their water bodies, we will train you to partake in Galamse activities in that same way.
Well, former General Secretary of the Christian Council, Reverend Dr. Opune Frimpong, has urged politicians to be cautious of their public commentaries on Galamse, which often seeks to justify the practice.
Some of us ministers of state must be a bit mindful of their public statement. Some of them, their statements are hurting and they are very contradictory. Mm. If I hear a minister saying, if we have not been doing mining, CD dollar, it would have been 20-something years. Gold is giving us 40%. Now, the more some of them talk like this in public, it suggests that they are taking us for granted. They don't mean anything. In fact, that is why this interministerial committee the president put up, why you give me impression you are going around, you want to engage people, you hear your own ministers saying that this, in fact, some of them are saying, as for mining, we won't stop. The September ending deadline, we must not give an inch. We must all go out. I teach at KNUST. And I look forward that UTAC will not give an inch.
In a related story, the presidential candidate of the Movement for Change, Alan Chimatin, says his government will ban small-scale mining, whether legal or not, for 1 year and revoke small-scale mining licenses issued in the last 15 years as part of measures to restore the country's degraded water bodies and farmlands.
Impose a complete ban for a period of 1 year on all small-scale and community mining activities, whether legal, a complete restoration of all river bodies to reduce current turbidity levels within a period of 1 year while the ban is in force, or illegal. Demobilization of all machinery equipment, including earth moving equipment, and any form of machinery currently in use in respect of small scale and community mining, legal or illegal.
You heard the Independence presidential candidate Alan Chimatin. Lawyers for protesters arrested and remanded for their role in the Stop Galamse protest have filed an action at the High Court seeking to strike out the charges against them. According to court documents cited by Joy News, these protesters claim that a charge sheet against them is deficient and sins against the Constitution of Ghana. They want the High Court to assume its supervisory jurisdiction over the Circuit Court and quash their charge sheet. Member of our Legal Affairs Desk, Kweku Asante, has been studying that court document and has joined me in the studio with more details. So, Kweku, on what grounds do these protesters and their lawyers anchor this application?
So, Hannah, they say that the particulars of the offences, as has been charged against them, do not provide sufficiently detailed information to enable them organise their defence. That the particulars of the offence fail to particularise the facts concerning each applicant, accused person, the relevant and factually proximate action of his or hers, which amounts to the criminal conduct. That the manner and style with which the charges are lumped up without particulars of each accused person's act that amounts to the criminal conduct makes exceedingly difficult for the accused person to mount an appropriate legal defense.
So can you tell us the relief that they are seeking and also when the application will be moved to court?
So three key demands they are making of the court. They want the court to make an order of certiorari to issue to the Circuit Court Accra to bring up to this honorable court to have quashed the charge sheet upon which it assumed jurisdiction. Again, to make an order of certiorari to issue to the Circuit Court Accra to bring up to this honorable court to have quashed its order to remand the applicants dated 24 September and to make an order restraining the Ghana Police Service and others from unlawfully continuing to detain the applicants. And this application will be moved on the 7th of October, one day to the expiration of that remand order.
Thank you very much, Kweku Asante, with our legal desk. Meanwhile, the judges who remanded over 50 Stop Galamse protesters into custody for 2 weeks have come under sharp criticism for not granting the protesters bail. All the protesters will return to court on the 8th and 9th of October after they were charged 8th and 11th of October after they were charged with a number of offences, including unlawful assembly. Host of News Files, Samson Ladi Ayeneni, says the judges have failed a credibility test. NDC MP for South Dye, a member of the Constitutional and Legal Affairs Committee in Parliament, also called on judges to side with the people and not be too quick to accede to requests by the state to demand or remand, accused persons.
The exercise of discretion to wholesale deny bail completely fails the mandatory test in Article 296 that discretionary power carries a duty to be fair and candid. The protesters face misdemeanor charges, and people are familiar with police granting bail to suspects, including politically exposed persons facing felony charges, including the existential threat of Galamse. Elsewhere, the Minister for Justice will, in the very least, condemn this conduct. In Kenya, the Lawyers Guild will not only issue a statement, they will be in court to fight the human rights abuse. I am afraid these judges failed the first test of credibility.
I think, again, our courts have become too willing, too quickly, in condoning these applications before the courts. We have some judges who have become regime-supporting, freedom-denying, rights-suppressing.
Well, Director of Legal Affairs for the governing New Patriotic Party, Gary Nimako, holds a different view.
Everybody in Ghana has a right to demonstrate, right to free expression, right to freedom of speech, and to demonstrate. But you see, we need to be very careful here. The right to demonstrate, the right to assemble, to show your dissent, disaffection to what is going on, it ought to be lawful. The assembly ought to be lawful. Now, the fact that you have the right to assemble and demonstrate, something does not mean that you have the right to assemble and then cause damage to public property or to destroy public property or to obstruct people's right to movement and access.
Gary Nimako is Director of Legal Affairs for the governing MPP. Now, the Office of the President is requesting clarity on the proposed merger between the Volta River Authority and Mbuipa. A bill currently before Parliament also proposes combining the Electricity Company of Ghana with the Northern Electricity Distribution Company and the establishment of a new independent thermal power authority using VRA's thermal plants. The workers of VRA have been demonstrating against the merger, but the Minister for Tourism and Creative Arts, Andrew Ajapat Mesa, who is also the MPP campaign spokesperson on energy, provides this justification.
There's a lot of duplicity within the energy sector space. So, for example, you have the Volta River, which has the Akosombo Dam, the Pong Dam, and also the Bui Dam, all sitting on the same river. And so it makes for efficiency that one entity manages all the assets on that river, as opposed to having two separate bodies managing those assets on that river. Okay, there's some duplicity within the work that the regulatory bodies within the energy value chain does. And so the PURC and the Energy Commission, for example, there's some level of, even though technically the Energy Commission is the technical regulator and the PURC the economic regulator, there's a lot of alignment.
Well, the Senior Staff Association of the VRA, in a petition to the President, says the move will undermine the operations of the VRA. Let's hear from Jerry Nete, who's a national treasurer.
We are against this because it's not an issue. Efficiency, as far as hydro generation, is not an issue. VRA has been in this business for well over 60 years. In documents that we have chanced upon, the main aim of these mergers is just to carve out our thermal generation assets and just sell them. So you always hear of mergers. It's not mergers per se, because they are taking away over 1,000 megawatts of our generation assets and then giving us Bui Power, which is just about 400 megawatts. And this is even a peaking plant. So it's not a merger per se, but it's, we call it a dismemberment of VRA.
And the Tema branch chairman of the VRA Workers Association, Mauto Hudson Adepatel, joins News. The lack of consultation on the matter is unfortunate.
We also heard it even just on Joy News. We were surprised, we were shocked for hearing that the proposed bill was in Parliament. without even our consultation, management not having an idea, nobody knowing nothing about it. We have a ministry. The ministry could have at least got us involved. Our management is there. We, the staff as well, we are also stakeholders. We're also not involved. We're not even asked at all whatever for us to bring our input. You just came in with a bill. If it had gone through that day, it would have been a different thing altogether.
Well, the presidency is stepping in a bid to address the concerns of the workers, and my colleague Elton Broby joins me with the details. Tell us what the letter from the presidency says.
So this is it, the 24th of September 2024. The letter says, petition against the proposed measure of Volta River Authority, VRA, and the Buipa Authority to form the Ghana Hydro Authority, measure of the Northern Electricity Distribution Company, NETCO, and the Electricity Company of Ghana, ECG, to form the Ghana Power Distribution Authority, and the separation of VRA Therm assets to create the Ghana Thermal Authority. And the letter directed the Minister of Energy that the content of the petition are noted. This office has forwarded the petition to the Minister of State at the Ministry of Energy for his urgent comments. And this is signed by Secretary to Cabinet, Mercy Deborah Nketia.
Well, we heard the workers' union say there was lack of consultation, and we have a letter from the management of VRA on that. Tell us about it.
And this is inviting them to attend a meeting with the management of the VRA board, and the Minister of Energy. This is coming on Thursday, October 3, 2024, at 8:30 a.m. And they are asking that they come and justify why the proposed measure should not go on.
Thank you very much, Elton John Broby. In a related development, the Public Utilities Regulatory Commission, PURC, is justifying an upward review in electricity and water tariffs by 3.02% and 1.86%, respectively, effective October 1, 2024. The commission says the routine quarterly review process is crucial in keeping service providers like the ECG and the Ghana Water Company Limited afloat. Dr. Eric Obute is the head of research and corporate affairs at the Public Utilities Regulatory Commission.
We do a review of the tariffs on a quarterly basis, taking into consideration four major parameters, one of them being the Allen Hydro, another one being the exchange rate between the dollar and the Ghana Cedi, weighted average cost of gas, which is the floor cost that we use, inflation rate. All these four parameters that I mentioned, the utility service provider does not have control over them. So we have to adjust for some of these figures just to make sure that they get the real value of the tariff operational. There will be a debt build-up in the sector, and that's what we try to avoid, because the debt build-up in the sector is what is crumbling the sector.
You heard there, Dr. Eric Obute. He's head of research and corporate affairs at the Public Utilities Regulatory Commission. This is where we take a short break, and when we come back, we have sports. And we'll also tell you the story of two Kayai women battling the harsh street life in Accra to become nurses after escaping the poverty in their hometown, Tumu, in the Upper West region.
Look at the suffering that we are getting there. I want to come here and look for money and go back.
Four cities from here to CMB is not good, because four cities cannot buy food.
Are you ready to get way more chances to win with Betway? Every single day, you have the key to unlock 5 free spins on Mega Money Wheel, where you stand to win a massive 1 million Ghana Cedis jackpot. All you need to do is to log in and take your spin. Exclusive to Betway. Terms and conditions apply. Regulated by the Gaming Commission of Ghana. Bet the responsible way. Betway. Get way more.
When budgets are tight and money difficult to come by, you want to be sure you get the best value for your money. These are not times to be spending money fixing expensive engine problems because of cheap fuel and lubricant. Drive to a petrol source station today and buy your quality fuel and lubricant, and rest assured of fuel that lasts long and lubricants that prevent expensive engine problems. Hear the sound. Petrosol, clean fuel in full quantity.
The luckiest
*712# hash.
Luck is everywhere for everyone. Yeah. The luckiest
*712# hash.
Luck is everywhere for everyone. Yeah.
Doctors,
nurses,
barbers,
drivers,
bouncers,
friends,
teachers,
bankers.
Go.
The luckiest
star
You could be the luckiest.
Yeah, welcome back. And the Sports Journalist of the Year,
Wusau, is here with the sports.
Brings us indicated. Now you took it out of my mouth. Go ahead.
Dr. Fuzua Sare, who served as the local organizing committee chairman for the African Games 2023, has revealed that Ghana did not pay $4.5 million for the games management system.
This is the crux of the matter. We paid the company $2,995,000 USD. $2,995,000 USD. That amounted to $35,940,000. And not Ghana cedis. $35,940,000 Ghana cedis. At that time, I didn't use the rate was what?
$4.6 conversion.
And not $4.5 million USD. Please take note. You can quote me anywhere.
We can quote him anywhere. Ghana did not pay $4.5 million for the African Games Management System. He, however, confirmed that Ghana paid $15 million to feed 12,000 people during the Games.
Thank you, Muftar. Congratulations to you again and the team. Now, Jahara and Umiatu left behind their families and rural life in Tumu in the Upper East region in search of a better life here in Accra. Now settled in the Agbogbloshie Yam Market, they are faced with the harsh realities of street life, forcing them into becoming kayaye and working tirelessly to save for their dream of becoming nurses. Mamiesi Nyamiche Thompson has the rest of the story in our maiden edition of Street of Despair series.
Ishahaku, Jahara, Jatu, only 20 years old, has been at the yam market for 9 months. She left home without telling her parents. One day, she packed a few clothes, borrowed money from a friend, and left without looking back. It wasn't until she arrived in the capital that she mastered the courage to inform her family.
When I reached here, that I called her, I said, I'm going to Accra. She said, why? I said, you see, look at the suffering that we are getting there. I want to come here and look for money and go back. I said, I will not refuse to go to school, so I will go.
And what did she say?
She didn't say anything. She just prayed for me.
Life on the streets is brutal. Jahara says the hardest part is finding food, water, and a safe place to sleep.
When we wake up in the morning, we go and buy pure water and come and wash our face. After that, we went to work. After work, we will come and sleep. We don't know anyone here. Like, if we want to go and buy food, we usually go and buy gari and come and soak it and eat.
So if you compare your life in Tumu to your life here in Accra, what do you think?
My life in Tumu is better than when I'm here.
That's when she met Umiatu, the 24-year-old, had left Tumu under similar circumstances. Having been in Accra longer than Jahara, Umiatu has helped her navigate the harsh realities of city life.
I met her, she's also sleeping outside. Then I said, oh, the same as me, I'm also sleeping outside. Then we began to make friends, close friends.
Umiatu dreams of becoming a nurse. But saving enough money for her training means carrying heavy loads daily. The demands of street life often makes it difficult to hold on to hope.
I'm thinking of going back home.
But when you go back home, what will you do?
For the little I have, I will set up a business.
Well, the launch of the Women's Manifesto by the National Democratic Congress is underway at the Great Hall of the Kwame Nkrumah University of Science and Technology. The NDC says the manifesto reflects John Mahama's unwavering commitment to women empowerment. Speaking on health and hygiene, the NDC's parliamentary candidate for the Isikado Ketan constituency, Professor Grace Ayensu-Dankwa, said the manifesto will address unique health challenges faced by women.
The next Mahama government will establish the Ghana Medical Care
Trust Fund Mahama Care to support the cost of care for persons with chronic kidney diseases on dialysis.
You heard there, Professor Grace Ayen Sudakwa. Now to M and J, they are here together today.
Yes, yeah, we are. Tell
us what's trending.
Ah, a lot is trending. Stop Galamse is still trending.
Yeah.
And JJJ.
Yes, yeah. Alongside Stoneboy.
You have a unique pronunciation for that. What
you must want to hear.
No, what say? Come on.
You know what? Maso, what's trending now?
Okay, so Stop Galamse now, like I mentioned, is still trending, and a lot of people are applauding the GGA president. Mm-hmm. They are saying that he spoke truth to power. And one of them, Forum for Accountability at Klenu, says, "I thought Ghanaian journalism was dead, but kudos to GGA president, Mr. Albert Kwabena Jumfo."
Yes.